Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to this Thursday edition, October 16th, year 2008, to the Coach Tremor Show called Chalk Talk. I'm Coach Kirk Tremor, head coach and general manager of the new 2009 exhibition team out in East Texas called the East Texas Sabercats. For those that don't know me, our colors are going to be Texas orange and white, and we're a new team in NWFA and glad to be here. Let's kind of get started out with a little bit of NWFA news. I just browsed on the NWFA website, and it says that something that's new to me, that the NWFA has announced a Women's Winter Football Association has been announced. Looks like they're going to form several teams in the state of Florida and in the North Florida Panhandle and on the East Coast and some teams on the West Coast. I guess this is the kind of keep the ladies kind of centrally located and centrally moving toward football and encourage them to kind of get out and get a lot of more teams into the NWFA and get a feel of the NWFA and look like it's going to cause some cross-town rivalries. It's not going to be as big as the NWFA or the IWFL, anything like that, but it looks like it's going to be ran, the NWFA is still running the spring as usual, like we normally do. Looks like some stuff. Just each league will host their own championship and make it their own rules. Several winter leagues, the NWFA feel that this could substantially reduce the cost of travel and encourage cross-town rivalries. There will be no overnight travels, and no cities will host any more than one team. So that sounds like something to be interested in. Doesn't matter if you're in the NWFA or anything like that, but if you're interested in this and playing in the Winter League, in the Women's Winter League, or tryouts or schedules or finding out some little bit about it, for information, the North Florida League, it's like you can start a team. For an additional information, they want you to call Dave Freeland at 850-319-7568. That's Dave Freeland. That's Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D, at area code 850-319-7568. Or, of course, you can go to the NWFA website at www.womensfootballcentral.com. Or you can either call Catherine and Debbie up at the Nashville office at area code 615-860-4084. Other news, New Jersey Justice has come along. I see the New Jersey Justice are excited about joining NWFA and think that it'll be a great addition to coming on to kind of talk about what we talked about the last time we were on the show. Is about travel and cost and things like that. I think that the New Jersey Justice is what they're called. Let me take a look back at it. Yeah, New Jersey Justice is what they're called. They're going to be up in that Northeastern Division along with the Nemesis and some of the other teams in the Northeast Division. Maybe that'll bring some of that powerhouse back up Northeast. Of course, we know the Missouri Phoenix, they're in. And then we also know about the Hattiesburg Keystone Assault. Not real sure where Hattiesburg. I think that's Pennsylvania, but not real sure on that deal. See if anything else new. Georgia Women's Football League. The commissioner of Georgia Women's Football League has announced that Georgia Women's Football League is a regional league with teams in the state of Georgia playing each other. It's kind of like you make your own schedule, not like the Winter League, and it's something that you can get into and try something. I guess you could also call the NFL. The NWFA is still operating in the spring. It's the same. I guess you could still contact the NWFA and find out a little bit more about it. talk a little bit about my show tonight. I got some players that's going to call in tonight. They're going to be some familiar names, and I don't want to be the one to kind of get on the side of the Sabercats, but I guess I will since I'm the coach and the GM of the team. I got two of my players that are going to call in and kind of talk to them and kind of encourage a lot of ladies to come out to try out and kind of talk a little bit about football. We're going to shift gears a little bit and get away from the chalk talk, and some of the coaches are kind of busy this time of year setting up fundraisers and setting up some things, so we were unable to get in contact with a few coaches this week, but next week we'll have a little bit more to talk about. What I want to kind of talk to these ladies about is, you know, what they mostly like about football, what they don't like about football, what was it everything they expected or anything. Now, we have somebody on the line right now. I guess we can go ahead and unmute them and see who we got up. Hello, this is Coach Kirk Trammer.
Hey, Coach, this is Mindy.
Hey, Mindy Cat, what's going on, kiddo?
Nothing much. I'm at Kilgore College playing practicing for Powder Puck football tomorrow night.
So you're inside, I guess. It's a little rainy outside over that way.
Yeah, we're practicing in a carpet gym. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Feels a little different, huh?
Yeah, it is a little different from being out on the field. I wore my cleats up here, and I was like, well, I guess these weren't necessary.
Yeah, I was talking today to Tone and Kayla about I'm kind of getting kind of gun-shy, missing you guys, and it's going to be a great opportunity this weekend. You got the information about the Jamboree this weekend, about the autograph signing over at Texas Logo Pros, right?
No, actually, I haven't been able to access my internet for a couple of days. It's been really slow, and I haven't been able to get on it. So, no, I haven't really heard anything about it.
Well, we'll talk about that here in just a few minutes. I just want to kind of spend some time with you, and I'm going to probably do this from time to time throughout my football team, and if any coach or general manager wishes to bring on a couple of players during the show, you're more than welcome to out there in radio land, because we want to talk to all the ladies and kind of encourage this thing to kind of boost it on and make this a huge factor. But first off, position, Mindy?
What's my position? I am a fullback and a middle linebacker.
What's your number again?
Number 22.
That's a special number. I guess you handpicked that one yourself, right?
Yes, I did, after my man, Mr. Emmett Smith.
Okay. Let's talk about something here right quick about football. When you first come into the Sabercats football organization in the football period, what did you expect?
I was really nervous at first. Me and Andrea were friends, and I saw her at Andrea Fox. I saw her at Academy, and I was talking to her about trying out, and I was real nervous, and I didn't think I was going to make the team, and she assured me that I was okay when I came out, and I got working with everybody, and the coaches were all nice and stuff. I started to relax a little more, and I felt good about it. I was just, you know, I was expecting to come out and just play football, and hopefully I'd make the team.
Yeah. For some of the ladies out there, when your first experience, when you came out, you said the coaches were friendly and everything. None of the coaches, like, bite your head off and rah, 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 none of that like that. Was it like a football atmosphere, so to speak, or was it just like another day of walking in the park?
It was hard for me because I had been out of sports for a little while, and, you know, trying to get back in shape, it was hard. It wasn't really athletics in general has always been pretty a walk in the park for me, but the physical aspect of it, of all the running and stuff, wasn't such a walk in the park. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun, and I loved it, and I came back every day of the minicamp.
Well, let's reverse back a little bit. I kind of skipped over this. Tell us a little bit about your background. A lot of people have found it interesting that my fullback used to be a former powerlifter. Let's give a little bit of background on that.
I was a powerlifter for New Diana High School for 3 years. I was actually the top 2A lifter in my weight class for the 148 weight class. I'm 180 pounds now, but then I was 148. And I was a top 2A lifter, and I was actually ranked 8th in state out of 1A through 5A classifications in Texas. And I was supposed to go actually to state my last year, but I ended up tearing my pulling my my hip flexor at gymnastics because I was doing a flip and I tore my hip flexor. So I wasn't able to go to state, and I was able to skip the district meet because my weight, my total weight was so good that I didn't have to compete because I was already the top 2A lifter. But I never got to end up competing in state because of what I did to my hip flexor.
Right, right, okay. Well, let me ask you this. What do you like most out of your positions? Are you mostly linebacker or fullback? It doesn't matter to you. You get to hit either way it goes. One thing I can definitely pat you on the back and definitely smile about, as a linebacker, you're a headhunter, and as a fullback, you're looking to give a lick instead of take one. Which one of those do you prefer the most?
I love running the ball. Like, I love it. I love I just love taking the ball and just taking off upfield and just being able to run over people and just watching people try to take me down. I love it. I love the rush of that. You know, it's my favorite part. I love to watch the national football. I love to watch NFL. I mean, I get real excited. I love people. I just love to run the ball. It's my favorite thing about being a fullback.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen out there, she's one of my premier fullbacks. We run like a two-back backfield, and when she's talking about running the ball, like you see a lot of different teams use a fullback strictly for blocking. This particular fullback, she's a very, very usable tool with the hands and the legs. She's actually has good vision, great hands. Come on, when you first came into minicamp, I have to admit, I was kind of weary. I didn't know where to place you. I didn't know to place you, you know, at linebacker or fullback. But once I seen the wheels you had on, you kind of got a little motor on you, you know. We do have some speed out there, but you can keep up with the best of them. And we made the transition to fullback, and I think it's going to pay off next season. Moving on to our next question, what have you learned in general about football at this point, in this aspect in the game, having not played a game yet this season, but going through mini camps, going through 110 degree weather, you know, what have you learned this far about football?
Well, football is a whole another ball game compared to every other sport. I played volleyball, basketball, powerlifted. I was a cheerleader. I ran track. I played tennis. I did everything in high school, and football is definitely the toughest. It's more of you have to be a team sport. You cannot, it's not so much of an individual sport. You can count on one person. You have to respect one another. I've realized that you've really got to learn to rely on your other teammates to be there for you and not always try to be the hero. It's a big,
right,
big team effort, and that happens more in football than I have ever seen in any other sport that I've ever played.
Right, right. Yes, so many times we talk about a lot of ladies. I think I talked to Shakina. I thought she was going to call in today. I believe she is. She's going to probably call in around about 9. But I was talking to her today, and she was talking about track and that, you know, she could take a loss in a game sport, but in an individual sport, it's hard to take a loss because it's like your center of attention.
Right. It's all on you. You don't, I mean, if it's a relay, I mean, yeah, kind of, sort of, but track is, it's all individual. You lose, it's all on you. You know, it's your fault.
Right.
I completely get that.
I'm going to go out on the line and ask you something. Since we've been out of minicamp, how many weeks have been out of minicamp now? About 3-4 weeks?
Yeah, it's been a little while.
What's your favorite play on the offensive side of the ball?
On the offensive side?
Yeah.
Probably my favorite play, of course, it's going to be where I'm running the ball. And it's 22 buck. I love it. That's my favorite play because I get the ball and I just get to run. That's my favorite play that consists of me, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's definitely one of the one of the times you'll see around the goal line what's important about, you know, 22 buckets around that goal line situation where you are a threat in that goal line situation where you can get that 3 or 4 yards to punch it in. I said as soon as you got on tonight I was going to talk to you about the Cowboys, and I watched their special teams performance this past weekend. Mm-hmm. What do you think about your Cowboys this season?
I love my Cowboys. I disappoint me sometimes. I went and actually got the Dallas Star tattooed on my shoulder last week. I'm that dedicated of a fan. I love them, but they got too much talent, I think. I mean, you got Romo, and you got Owens, you got Barber, you got DeMarcus Ware. I mean, you've got Felix Jones. You've got so much talent on one team, but for some reason they can't. I mean, they can get it together, but then they're just not very – sometimes they can't get consistent. Romo, he'll mess up in the beginning of the game, and he'll have it on his shoulders through the rest of the game, and it will cause him to not do as well because he's still thinking about the fumble he had in first quarter. I love my Cowboys. I will always – I'll never down them. But, I mean, lately I've been getting kind of disappointed, but they'll come through and they'll win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was kind of a hard loss to the to the Cardinals anyway. You know, any way you look at it, the Cardinals playing real good football this season, but that's one that's going to go down in the books with a loss that's an upset, I believe.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that.
Well, man, let's talk a little bit about our goals for the 2009 season. Just from listening to me in numerous situations, because you know I like to go off on certain subjects, and you know my favorite team I like to go off on. What is that team that you think we have to beat this season to prove that these Texas Sabercats belong here?
I'd have to say Houston, because last year they were, I guess, from what I hear, a new team, and they came out and they won, and we're a new team, and I mean we've got a lot of talent. We may not be the biggest team, but we've got so much talent, so much speed. I'm ready just to come out, and I'm ready just to beat them. I'm ready to face them. I've been preparing it. I mean, my mom's been watching them. I'm ready to play Houston, I'd have to say.
Right. Well, on the subject of Houston, we've talked numerous of times about their offense compared to our offense, and their defense is sort of similar to ours. When we go describing just our offense, what do you say our offense consists of? Is it, you know, what do you think is misdirection? Are we pass? Are we 50-50? Or where are we as far as offensively right now?
I think we have a lot of good we have a lot of good people who can catch it, like, and I think we've got about wonderful receivers. I think that we're stronger when it comes to running the ball, just because of the speed and the strength we've got behind us. I think we'll be a lot better in that aspect, just because, you know, throwing the ball. I mean, Cass, she can't put it down as far as we need it for our talent that we've got as our receivers. I mean, they've got the talent there. We just got to have somebody to put it there. But offensively, I'd say we're stronger running the ball. It'd be a tough one. I mean, it really would be, because, I mean, we're just as good at catching. We've got good receivers as we do, you know, backs.
8-6, right. Well, what do you think we have to do to improve on that?
We just need to work with a quarterback and get it to where we can get it down the field further. You know, just we got somebody like Andrea Fox who can run it down the field as long, you know, as hard as she can, and she can catch anything pretty much. And you got somebody like Shakina. I mean, you just got to get somebody who can put it there. If you can get somebody who can put it there, we can pretty much improve. That's really the only place I see improvement on our offense is just getting somebody who can put the ball down the field.
Right. On offense, how big of a playbook do you think we have, and how complex is it, or how is it pretty easy, pretty simple, or is it something that you think that you just, it is rocket science, or how do you describe that playbook?
For me, I mean, this is more of an opinion question towards, I mean, it's been pretty easy for me. I've pretty much understood it just because, you know, I've grown up around football my whole life, and, you know, my husband played football, and he's football obsessed. I mean, it was pretty easy for me from the get-go. I understood it all. And we've got, you know, we've got a few plays to pick from and that are, you know, they can get pretty complex, but if you know the sport and as well as we practice them, I think that we're getting them down pretty good and things are coming along a lot better than they were at the beginning of the season. Now when you give us a new play, it's a lot easier for us to say, okay, coach, I know what that is. Besides at the beginning of the year when you gave us a play, you had to sit down and, you know, well, this is this and this is that. Now, you know, I think we can get to where we can have more plays because we understand a lot of terminology more.
Right. Yeah, because it's like a formula, more or less. It's,
mm-hmm.
Each coach have a way of doing things, but what I do is try to give you all a formula, and then I let you work with it. I think that formula is where I found my success in football and coaching at every level. So, I like we have Shaquina on the line. Shaquina, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Sleep?
Hmm?
Were you asleep?
No, I'm here. I'm just listening.
I'm going to ask you some of the questions that I asked Mindy. I want you to kind of give your name, your number, your position, and a little bit about yourself.
My name's Shaquina Minifield. I'm number 5, and I play wide receiver. I grew up in Texarkana, moved to Marshall when I was pretty little. And, I mean, I've been living here. I heard about the team through a scout. Saw me one day, and they said that there was going to be a real women's professional football league. So, I mean, it was something that I really thought I wanted to be a part of. It was exciting. And I'm currently a student at Marshall High School, but, I mean, still, I want to play football. It's something that we've never really had in Marshall. I mean, we don't have a girls football anything. So.
Right. Well, tell me this, Shaquina. What do you like most about football this far as, you know, as we developed into, you know, mini camp, from just tryouts to mini camp to right now being an off season? What do you cherish most about this game?
I mean, it's a rush walking out on the field and knowing that one day you're going to be in a stadium with millions of people watching you, and you'll be playing something that you've been looking forward to for a very long time. Because, I mean, I've been to a lot of games that, like, my brother has played in or his friends or other people. I mean, I want that rush of going out on a field and catching a pass, running in for a touchdown, or, I mean, an interception. Blocking. I mean, anything just simple, just being on the field.
Right. And we've made the transition to play you at corner at that second position to help us out sometime on defense. Which position do you prefer the most, cornerback, or are you like wide receiver?
Really, I prefer wide receiver. I like the ball being in my hands. Now, cornerback, there's a chance that it will end up there anyway. But, I mean, it's a lot harder. I feel like it comes easier to me to try to get away from someone than to get closer to them.
Right. Well, what is, out of all the plays that you have to say on offense, what would be your favorite play?
I really like when we go into things like doubles and trips, because it really confuses the defense because they don't really know where you're going to go, and there are different people running in directions. Like, and whenever you come out with the ball or you come out and someone else has it and we've gotten past the defense, it's just you feel kind of like it worked, it's accomplished.
Right. It's definitely accomplished. I tell you what feels better when a coach draws it up and it works. It feels a whole lot better because the concept of it is to get that defense, that secondary, to thinking and respecting us and putting us in a cover two situation where we can dump that ball off to you, Andrea, Christy, or catch Mindy coming out the backfield or one of our tailbacks out of the backfield. If you have to say the team that we have to beat this season, what team would that be?
Probably going to be the team that won the championship last year because, of course, everyone's looking for them to come back. Oh, they want to do a repeat of their last season. But, I mean, I really think that if we go ahead and we keep working hard like we've been doing and we get everything on track, that by next season, oh, they'll be looking for us. We'll definitely be a contender.
Is football anything like you expected as far as the playbook, as far as being physical and the running? And what did you not expect from football?
I've watched football a lot, and I really didn't think it was as complicated as I know it is now, because all of the things that we have to learn, like, you learn plays. I mean, that comes to you after doing it for so long. But that's execution. To think when you get tired about, you know, you're getting a play that's all these names in one and having to try to think about, oh, what does this mean? What are you about to do? I really didn't realize just how much it is a mental game as it is physical. I mean, then
right.
The endurance that you have to be able to put up with, I mean, it's a lot. I've never played a sport that involved all of your mind and body at once. It was really more just, oh, you'll learn with repetition that you'll just execute and it'll be on time. But it's really a mind game.
Right. Well, what do you think about that, Mindy? Is it about the same?
I completely agree. It's totally a mind game. I mean, you got to have it up there. You can't just be a super athlete, you know, where you can be strong and fast. If you can't put it together in your head, it ain't gonna matter. You got to be smart. You got to know. You got to be able to read.
Right, right. Time after time, we tell y'all about depth on your routes. How important is that, Shakina, as far as a step too soon or a step too late?
I mean, you can get off, because I know there were a lot of times that I was either turned too soon or too late, and I'd come out where I wouldn't have the ball, and I'd be thinking, well, oh, I did the route, but I didn't always just do it correctly. And, I mean, I understand now a lot more that you have to – it's all about timing, because with your quarterback doing their steps and, you know, you're doing yours all at once, you have to really be in sync with each other. Because if not, then the ball's going to be, oh, too far out in front of you, or it'll be thrown behind you. And then, I mean, you have to adjust a lot more. It'll be a lot easier, say, if you and the quarterback were right on time with each other, and then the ball just comes to you, and it's smooth, and then you can take off up field.
Right. Hey, Mindy, on the backfield, some of the things that if you were talking to a group of young ladies that were in a Saber Kittens camp, what's my first rule of thumb about the loaf of bread and the football?
About the what?
About the loaf of bread and the football.
Oh, gosh. Oh, if I don't hear enough of that a day. You gotta keep it tucked under and keep that elbow up.
Right. You don't want to hold it like a loaf of bread, what she's referring
to.
When Mindy first
you give me... You give me more of a hard time about that than anybody.
Yeah, because I know that 2 or 3 yards that you get that first down on, and you pop the football out, that's going to break your heart. You got the first down in the crunch game against one of the bigger teams and one of our big games, and if you're a go-to back, you want to make sure that you're a sure back, and that's one of the habits that I see a lot of players in the National Football League and at the collegiate level make. Is that running, you know, running with the football wide open and things like that. In some of our drills that we do, what do you get out of these drills? Or have you gotten anything out of these drills? Like some of the footwork drills, some of the hands. I remember you guys, if you minicamp and Marshall, I would take the receivers and we would line up 4 cones and y'all would tiptoe on your tiptoes of these cones, and you turn around the quarterback throw the football to you. What did you pick up out of that drill, or what do you think that drill helped you? You know, what area did it help you in?
It really helped on knowing that you have to you have to be on your toes all the time. Because really, the first time I did it, I thought that he had to be kidding whenever he told us, we're going to walk like this, really slow up to this cone, and all of a sudden you just have to turn. The ball's going to be right there. Because the first time I came around the cone and the ball came at me, I almost jumped back. It was surprising. But, I mean, in a game, that's what's going to happen. I mean, an option could close down, the one that you intend on throwing it to, and then you'd be somewhere, and then you just have to know or expect that the ball's going to come to you all the time. Because it may not always, your quarterback may see something that you don't necessarily see, and then all of a sudden the ball's being thrown at you. You have to be there to get it. I really got that you have to be ready all the time because things change.
Are we there?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I didn't know it. It got quiet.
Yeah. Mindy, what did you get out of that drill? I didn't pick up. I kind of dropped you there for a second.
Oh, that's fine. It was kind of difficult on moving side to side and stuff like that on me because my ankles, I have real weak ankles because in basketball I used to rebound a lot, and I'd come down because I'm so short, and I'd land on tall people's feet and roll my ankles. but it builds a lot of strength from side to side. It built my agility up a lot, and that helps a lot because considering, you know, being a fullback and running the ball, you are going to have to learn, you know, to get around people or push through people or whatever. I mean, it built my ankle strength up a lot. I don't have to wear braces. I like that. It made me focus more on where I'm going ahead of me than paying attention to more of, you know, what am I going to do with my feet? Where am I going to run here? I'm focused more on I got to get down the field than more of, you know, what move do I need to make next to get around this person.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask both of y'all something. Y'all can answer, you know, Mindy, I want you to go first. I'm just going to go out here and see how much you guys have been relaxing. Texas left, Jesse James. 38 lead toss.
Okay. What do you want to know about it?
I want to know what do you do in that situation?
Texas left. Me and Maya are at the top. We're side by side. Jesse James, we're going to run up through the two and the one hole, and we're going to break out, look for the ball. Maya's going to break to the left. I'm going to break to the right. I'm not sure what comes after that because usually at that point I'm just focused on running up through the holes and looking out for the ball if it absolutely has to be there. And if the linebackers aren't respecting, if they're not coming up and respecting the holes, then next time we can run the play and they can hand it off to us and we'll run it straight up the field.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Okay, I just wanted to see if it was still on your mind. Shakita, Trips Wright. We're going to say Trips Wright. We're coming out in Trips Wright. And let's just say 90. Z post. Let's go 90. X post. Z fly. Z post. What are you running?
Depending on who's out, what other receivers are out there with me. Because if Fox is not out there with me, then I'm going to be playing the number one Z receiver. Normally I play number two, which means that I will be lined up the farthest outside.
Right.
And I would be running the post.
Right. Okay. Good job. I'm proud. I just wanted to kind of show, you know, some of the ladies out there how much y'all have absorbed over the last few months. I mean, y'all have really taken in so much and digested it and transformed it into such a great football team. Like I've said before, I've coached guys at the youth level, junior high school, and collegiate level, and I've never seen guys absorb and take in so much and able to transform it so quickly as women do. So I can kind of let you ladies go ahead and get gone. so I can wrap this show up here in a little bit, because I know y'all, I can go on and on about the SaberCats, but November the 15th, we're looking at a trial, November the 15th coming up. Mindy, if you had to talk to someone, if you were talking to a group of young ladies right now, and you would encourage them to come out, just a few words, what would you tell them, you know, how would you tell them to come out and how to be prepared and what to do when they come out?
Considering I've done this so much, I would tell them that, you know, we're a real professional football team. We get along. We love it. It's fun. They come out, you know, they don't have to worry. They just come out, you know, practice with us, go along, and just come see how they like it. And that, you know, it's fun. It's full pads. It's full contact. And it's a big deal, and it's starting to grow in popularity. And I know I pretty much sell most people right off the bat when I tell them that it's a women's professional football team, because there's so many girls out there who have waited for that, and, you know, it's here, but they don't know that it exists. I mean, I talk to people every day in the East Texas area who've never even heard of the East Texas SaberCats, so I can only imagine how many people there are out there, how many girls that, you know, are waiting for it that don't know. We just got to get the word out. I mean, people don't know it exists, and it's out there. I mean, I usually, all I have to say is, hey, I play for East Texas SaberCats. They're an expansion team out of the NWSA. We're a professional women's football team. You know, you need to come out and practice. And from that on, they'll say, okay, yeah, let's go for it.
Right. Yeah, you brought us a couple of great athletes, Lacey
Hillary.
Lacey, Hillary, and
Rainey.
Rainey. Yeah, Rainey Matthews. That's right. Yeah. Three good, phenomenal athletes. And Lacey's great speedster, real good. She's in shape. The last time we ran the two-minute drill, I mean, she stayed in the whole drill and never got a drink of water or anything. So I'm looking forward to seeing what she can do as far as on the offensive side of the ball, too. How anxious are you ready to get the season started, men?
I am so excited. You have no idea. I hate that we're in off season. It drives me crazy. I mean, once you start playing football, I realize I never really understood, you know, all these years why guys were just so, they get so excited about football. Like Kevin, he just gets so excited. And now I know. I've gotten a little taste of that. I mean, you just, it's one of those things that once you have it, you got to have it all the time. I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm ready to get the pads on and get right back out there.
We had to talk to a group of young ladies to come out and play for the East Texas SaberCats trial on November 15th. What would you tell them?
I'd say go ahead and come out. I mean, the way it sounded to me, I mean, it just sounded like something that I would be interested in doing. If you really think that you would want to come out and play for a team, if you want to play football, this game is something that you would really like to try. Instead of, you know, the everyday, what we would always do in school, I mean, it was always, oh, girls only play volleyball and basketball and softball. I mean, girls can do anything that guys can do. This is a thing that's really empowered me because people always told us that we couldn't play and they would never give us the opportunity. And now there's a place where girls like me that have been watching this game for so long and that have really just wanted to feel that rush can go out on the field and they can strap up and have fun. I mean, I really would want other girls to be involved because, I mean, this was something that I had never heard of before. Whenever the coach came to me and said, oh, would you like to play for a women's professional football team? I looked at him like, I mean, are you serious? This is, like, real? This isn't just a joke? No, and then it was in papers and people were finding out about it. I mean, but there's still a lot of people, like Mindy said, there's still a lot of people out in the world that have never even heard of the NWFA. I mean, but it's good that we're getting the word out because there are other girls that are out there that we need to get to that really could add to this game. I mean, there could be so many more out there that we just need to find and bring out. I mean, anybody that wants to come out, please go ahead. See if this is really something that you'd like to do, because I came out to the first tryout and I was scared and stiff. I didn't want to go out on the field. I mean, I was intimidated by some of the women that I saw. But now, I mean, we get out there and we practice, and it, I see that it's something that I'm really interested in, that I really want to do, and I intend to play this game for as long as I possibly can.
Okay. Well, we've got a few things coming up. Some of the teams around the league, NWFA, some of you guys know that, be proud to know that we'll have our schedule out here pretty soon. It's going to be out actually on Saturday, November the October the 25th, I believe, is when I got the email. I don't know what the outcome may be, girls, as far as the home games right off the bat, but I think we're looking at two home games right off the bat. How exciting would it be to finally strap up and play in front of your home crowd? Mindy, what do you think about that?
I'm really actually really excited about it because I'm just ready to, you know, get out there and show people that once I've graduated high school, I did something. I didn't just quit, sit on the couch, not go anywhere. I mean, I want people to look at me as, you know, hey, she's out there, she's playing professional football. You know, the same as for Hillary. You know, when you grow up in a small town, you know, usually people don't expect that much out of you. They don't expect you to go as far as Kilgore College, which, you know, that's where I go to college. I'm just, you know, I'm ready to prove myself that I can get out there and I can do it. And I want also, you know, for everybody else who's out there, to realize that, you know, some of the girls that I play, you know, that I went to high school with, maybe it's an opportunity for them to view, you know, that, hey, this is out here and they can come play. Because Diana High School has a lot of wonderful girl athletes. Our girls program has always been very good when it came to sports and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm ready to get out there and show everybody that, you know, I did do something. I went out there and I went as far as, you know, hey, I'm a women's professional football player, you know?
Right. Shakina, about you playing in front of the home crowd for the first time this 09 season, how do you think that makes you feel?
I mean, I know that we're excited now, but, I mean, I just can't imagine the feeling that we're going to get when we're out in front of our families and friends and people that, you know, we really have to prove ourselves because people never really thought that we would be able to get out and do what the men do and go out and play on the field and, I mean, and be able to play full contact like they do. They thought whenever I told people, they said, oh, y'all play actual full tackle football? Yeah, we're not playing flag. This is, you know, this is the real thing. And I'm going to be real excited because I know that a lot of my family is really looking forward to this, and to my friends, I've told them about it. And I really can't wait for people to see that we're really legit. We're really going to do this just like everybody else does. We're no different. We're not inferior.
Right. So, ladies, I'm going to let y'all get in for the night, and y'all going to make the Jamboree this weekend right up in Gilmer, right?
Yes. What time is that again?
I think we're going to start about 1:30, 2 o'clock, and it's going to be what we're going to do is going to have an autograph signing, and this and some of the teams, you know, had to get off on this also. What we're doing, we're going to this little bitty, you know, area over in East Texas called Gilmer, Texas. If you're out there listening, Gilmer, hello. We're doing a Can you hear me, man?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It got cut out. I'm here now.
Yeah, I lost signal. We're lightning over here on my side of town. But what we're doing, we're going out, and we're going to do a float, but paperwork, something got in the way of that. But what we're doing, we're going out. We're taking the ladies out. They're going to go out in their Sabercat T-shirts, you know, Sabercats. If you come out and try out for the Sabercats, we provide you with a free T-shirt that says Sabercat Football. And they're going to sign autographs for little kids. They're going to take out what we're going to do is going to take out a lot of Boost Club packets and corporate sponsorship packets and kind of talk to people and get our name out. And that's some of the things that we tell some of the teams around the NWFA and IWFL not to be one-sided with it, to let you know that it's important, like Mindy said, to get the name out there and get the situation out there. After all, East Texas, this is football country. And what we want to do is start trying to get our name out there. So the Jamboree is kind of like a little annual parade that goes on in Gilmer, Texas. And our team is going to be there at our official, we have an official mercher that takes care of all our things, Texas Logo Pros, and take care of your T-shirts, take care of your hats. If you can think it, they can ink it, is their motto. Russell McDaniel and Stephanie McDaniel over in Longview, Texas, and Diana in Gilmer, Texas. And they're going to open up the store and let us come in and sign autographs and shake hands and talk to some young ladies, because we try to use the SaberCat deal is to talk to teenage young ladies to keep them from teen pregnancies and HIV and things like that. We had on the chat board a while ago is high school asking about one of our high school players and everything. We take this and we took a high school player and a couple of them, and we're trying to mold them into well-modeled citizens. And some don't have male role models in their lives, and some do, but it makes a difference when you can get out and touch some of these young ladies as our football team. And that's one of the things that we're doing right now as far as the high school ladies. But some of the teams, if you can, get involved in your community and try to get something going. I don't care. It's Christmas coming up, Christmas parade. What these Texas SaberCats are going to do, we're going to participate in America Heart Association Run Walk is coming up. We're going to participate in bring 5 canned goods to a canned drive and get SaberCat tickets, something like that. We all need to do our part, because this is around the time of year where families are hungry and people are struggling with the economy like it's been being, and we need to reach out as professional athletes and coaches and things like that involved in NWFA and IWFL, and reach out to these families and homes. So if it's something that you can do or something that we can do, contact East Texas SaberCats, 903-665-0725, or just simply go to the website. Mindy, you know that website address, right?
Uh-huh. It's etsabercats.com.
And you spell the cats with a K, and that's because of Kayla. It's just it's E-T, the letter E-T stands for East Texas, and SaberCats, SaberCats.com. If you're listening out and you're near our area and you need us to come do something that's not pertaining to politics or alcohol and tobacco, we're more than willing to come over and do it, and more than willing to come over and sign some autographs, take some pictures, and whatever we got to do to make the world a little bit better place to live in. Mindy, anything else on your mind tonight you want to talk about?
No, Coach, you pretty much covered it. I just hope that we get some people within tribes to come out and come play for our team.
Okay, that's right. We got about 30 players, and we're looking as many as we can take. We'll take 200 if 200 want to come out. The next trial dates are going to be November the 15th. We'll get a press release out in the area newspapers, and of course we'll have a press release. We've been doing great in the media. Usually when the media sees something about East Texas SaberCats, they come and stick a camera in our face. So we'll talk to the media a little bit more about that. Shakina, anything else from you tonight?
Nah, I think we're about covered it.
Well, I'm going to let y'all go ahead and get back to your regular lives and just forget about poor little old me over here trying to make the what we're going to try to do from time to time, we're going to take two players from the East Texas SaberCat rosters, and I'm going to try to make this a segment in the show. It's what we'll do is the first 30 minutes, we'll take two players. I'll go down my list of players, and we'll take two players from the SaberCat list, and we'll put them on for the first 30 minutes talking, asking the same similar amount of, type of questions. Then we'll take some from other teams if they completed a roster and everything like that. And I think it's real cool to kind of talk with the ladies and kind of ease the pain a little bit. Everybody's nervous. Everybody's, freaking out with what's at hand with coming out to trials. I did. I tried out for the Dallas Cowboys. It cost me $3,500 that I'd never see again, but it was an experience. It was a run, and I think what we'll do this season will pay off with a lot of these ladies coming out. Very talented football team, very smart young ladies. Two of my key players right here on the phone and right here on the broadcast tonight, and I appreciate your time, ladies.
No problem, Coach. Anytime.
Always a pleasure.
Well, we'll see y'all this Saturday. I'll be a little short, a little bit late over there, but I'll get over there. I got to take care of a funeral and some things, but I'll see y'all there Saturday.
All right, Coach. All right. We'll see you there.
All right. Y'all be good. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Now it's time for the segment is to talk a little bit about the way I see it. We're going to do from time to time, we have the topics called The Way I See It. The way I see it in the NWFA right now, we have a lot of things going on with a lot of different leagues showing up, a lot of different teams showing up. I want to talk a little bit about respect this afternoon and not to punch in any eyes or try to broadcast any means, but we as women's football need to learn a little bit more about respect and character towards one another. Of course, I'm with the NWFA. This is my first season with the NWFA. I've heard different things about the NWFA. I've heard different things about the IWFL. Heard good and bad about both leagues. But let's just have a mutual respect between one another and try to respect each other's territory. We're all in the same business of promoting women's football. And more than likely, we're in the same business of promoting women's health. And we're in the business of promoting cancer-free and ladies and promoting, trying to keep ladies, young ladies from being teen pregnancies and things like that. We have some teams near us. Of course, we have the Dallas Diamonds, one of the world championship teams that is out of Texas. It's west of us, about 125 miles. And they're with the IWFL. And down the street, we also have the Shreveport Aftershock. Which I wasn't aware of. It's only 35 miles east of the SaberCats camp. And here this week we had some misunderstanding about a few of my players and a few of their players. And I'm here to tell you I'll never come to anybody's game, a championship game on top of that, and try to recruit any type of players from your football team while you coach the football game. And I'd like to let everybody know any confusion about that. We apologize, but that's not the way I operate in the NWFA, and that's not the way I operate as a man. We have a few players that talk about other outside leagues trying to, recruit them and everything. It's all fair and war and games in this type of league because we're not bonded by any national rules because we're not one league. Maybe one day we can all set aside our differences and just get past some things. As my dad always says, sometimes you have to swallow something or you have to submit to something to make something work, because a lot of times that I didn't do something, I had to do it anyway. And I think that when you talk about women's football, that we're talking about a whole in general. We're not talking about just the IWFL, just the NWFA. We're talking about promoting this worldwide and nationally, and just keep in mind that when somebody's talking about the NWFA or when somebody's talking about the IWFL, it's nothing personal. It's just their opinion, and that's just the way I see it. And I like to thank every single person, every league, every owner, every coach, everybody that's gotten involved in women's football, because it's a lot of work. It's hard work. As you see, you hear from my players, and you hear from time to time from other team members and players that it's not an easy sport. It's not an easy sport to coach. It's not an easy sport to collect funds in just to play a home game, just to give these ladies something to do. Just to give these ladies an opportunity to broadcast their talents. And I think, and this is my opinion once again, I think it's sickening, and I think it's disrespectful to ladies and women in general when you got people that down them when they go to talking about football, or when they go to talking about playing football, or when they go to talking about they know a little bit about football. Here we have two young ladies that never played this sport before in their life. And like I said, coaching is all a mind game. Coaching is 90% inspirational. You have to inspire people in order to be a coach. Coaching, you can put together on sheets of paper, on chalkboards, on dry erase boards, the best play in the playbook. But if you can't inspire people, if you can't encourage people to come out and play and come out and do these things, that's one step in coaching that you're taking backwards. One of the things that disturbed me about being a general manager and an owner of a team is you go out and you talk to these big corporations about supporting these ladies and they laugh at you. I'm here to tell you that women's football is going to be big here pretty soon after a while, and I'm one of the people that's going to continue to contribute to women's football, whether it's talking on this blog talk radio site, or whether it's talking to the media, or whether it's talking to the president of the yacht club, or whether it's talking to the mayor of your town. I'll do whatever it takes to get this women's football to the next level. Not the NWFA, not the IWFL, but women's football. Which one, it comes first, or whatever it takes. But I think that we need to, as people, as general people, need to start respecting the fact that these ladies can and will perform this sport and do it very well. If we give them the opportunity and stop just thinking that this is 1845, where she's supposed to stay at home and take care of the kids and cook and clean, then we can get past some of our different opinions and things like that. Here once again, it's just the way I see it. I'm Coach Kirk Trammer for the East Texas SaberCats and for women's football. If you want to get in contact with me, you want to have some questions about coming on the show, you can email me at K, that's the letter K, Trammer, TRAMMER, sports, SPORTS, at yahoo.com. Or you can go to our website at etsabercats.com. The cats is spelled with a K-S-A-B-E-R-K-A-T-S. And on behalf of these Texas SaberCats and my players and Barbara and everybody over at Blog Talk Radio, we appreciate your time. And we'll see you here next week around the same time. I apologize. We have to slide it up about 30 minutes later tonight because of inconvenience. My wife, she's back in school, and I'm a single dad right now until she gets home about 11 o'clock at night. So, but thanks to everybody out there. Let's remember, let's respect everybody in women's football, and let's go out and work hard to make this into this dream into a reality, because I'm for the ride all the way. And thanks, Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, we'll see you here on Coach Kirk Trammer Show on the Chalk Talk. Bye-bye.